Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Warren County Emergency Management Coordinator Troy Bass about the year of 2020. Well, I think the beginning of 2020 was set to be a pretty, we'll call it normal year for Warren County Emergency Management that quickly turned into an abnormal year. Troy, why don't you just kind of talk us a little bit about overall the year of 2020 for Warren County Emergency Management?
It's been an interesting year. 2020 has been very interesting. Normal operations of the planning, training, and exercise and some of the activities that we do throughout the year, working with the Warren County Fair and some of the city functions, the fire department, hot dog and fire protection stuff that they do throughout the year. Was unable to attend because of COVID or thinking outside the box as far as getting information out to the citizens throughout their cities and Warren County. Myself, we do a lot of outreach during the Warren County Fair and was unable to do that. So we did a few things remotely through the internet, which is not always as good as being able to do stuff in person. Meetings, we've all learned how to use the different virtual meeting web stuff that's out there, but we fared really well. I get meeting to death now instead of going and seeing people face to face. We still do the planning and training stuff. All the plans for Warren County are still being updated. There's 15 emergency support functions that we work on. Have to do 5 a year, and it's in a 5-year cycle. Gearing up to 2021, we're working towards hopefully getting a grant to do the hazard mitigation for the county, which is required every 5 years as well, which is a costly and time-consuming. But with 2020, learning outside the box how to meet and greet and do planning things without being face-to-face, a lot more emails and mail and phone calls. But yeah, it's been an interesting year. I can say it's been a learning time period with public health and the different things that they do and the support that we could give them, such as getting personal protective equipment from the state and FEMA to support the emergency responders and some of the long-term care facilities when they came to a shortfall at different times of the year. We as emergency managers across the state were able to support that and help them in a time of need. Warren County does not have a hospital, so we're unique in different ways with that. It's been interesting.
Yeah, I think we'll call it that as well. One thing I wanted to get across was it's not like the responsibilities of Warren County Emergency Management just go away. They're still planning for weather events, for cold, for heat, I mean, training and all those things. Talk about that balance between working with the COVID pandemic and then still doing all your normal duties like you talked about.
A lot of times my mornings are dealing with the COVID response with EMS and public health, or even the state public health. And then the afternoons I spend working on the planning parts of things. Still watch the weather. Severe weather still strikes no matter what. We still have events such as tornadoes and ice storms and wind storms and that have still take effect. COVID is just a new animal. It's really, no pun intended there, but it's a new thing to deal with, and we're going to be dealing with it for the next couple of years until the vaccine takes hold and starts to slowly make this virus slow down or if not diminish. So working with public health in those manners throughout the state has been a that learning curve as well.
And what do you think you've kind of taken from 2020 and apply it? I know you kind of talked about, you know, being able to do virtual meetings, saving some time, but I think a lot of people are trying to take the positive and basically make things as efficient as possible moving forward, like you said, once COVID goes away.
Right. The thing that I've taken through 2020 is we all get frustrated with the changes, obviously, with the government shutdown earlier this year, shut down a lot of businesses, and the economy was really hurt by that and still is hurt by that. It can get you down really easy, but if you look at the outlook of things, learning how to be patient and listen to people, listen to what their needs are, and if we can support that, great. But it's dealing with people is a lot of what my job is as well, and being able to support them is what's satisfying and keeps me going day to day, year to year. And working with the officials, elected officials as well, helping make decisions or being a resource to help them make their decisions either way. And with the jail project, working on that to make sure that the Emergency Operations Center and my office and dispatcher are going to be an even flow when we go to move in to the new building. Seeing the construction and hearing conversations back and forth about why did it go on the square, great, it's on the square, wow, that's a big building and not a big building. Yes, I'm a user of the building, but I'm not one person that made that decision. But I think it'll be a nice building once we're in it. So, yeah, there's pros and cons to 2020. But I think one of the progresses that people can see is that the courthouse is actually moving along pretty good up on the city square, and the city's working with different ideas for parking and stuff up on the square and dealing with the businesses up on the square to help them as well. But yeah, that's pretty much been the year.
All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us. Really appreciate it. Once again, that was Warren County Emergency Management Coordinator Troy Bass. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.